VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in the Netherlands said Tuesday they are investigating terror as a possible motive behind the shooting in Utrecht on Monday, in which three people were killed. And now Dutch police say they've arrested a third person on suspicion of involvement in the shooting. They arrested 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökumen Taniş on Monday after a seven-hour manhunt. The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two largest economies are promising closer trade ties and increased military cooperation. President Trump's and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro met Tuesday at the White House. Trump told reporters he was strongly considering putting Brazil up for NATO membership.
The relationship that we have right now with Brazil has never been better. I think there was a lot of hostility with other presidents. There's zero hostility with me. And we're going to look at that very, very strongly in terms of whether it's NATO or it's something having to do with alliance.
Trump said the two would discuss the situation in Venezuela as well. Both leaders support opposition leader Venezuelan Juan Guaido, who has been recognized as Venezuela's legitimate leader by most Western countries. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters making a last stand for the terror group's self-declared caliphate lost control of their tent city in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz in what U.S.-backed forces are describing as a significant blow. Syrian Democratic Forces made the announcement Tuesday on social media following an operation which resulted in the capture of what they described as 157 experienced IS fighters, many of them from outside Syria and Iraq. However, it said, this is not a victory announcement. This is VOA News. The coastal